request. Some of you people that don't believe in prosperity, let me help you out. If you don't do this, you read the rest of that chapter, you know what God says? Curse shall you be in the city. Curse shall you be in the field. Curse will be your body. Think about that, Jack. Curse will be your basket and your store. Your Viagra ain't gonna work. That means, buddy, when you are a blessed man, you can go to a desert in a famine and sow seed and get a 100-fold return in the same year. It ain't got anything to do where you live, where your job is, whether the economy's up or down, or what nationality, color, or creed, or how much money you make. My God, you are a blessed man, blessed woman. Wherever you walk will prosper because you are living under the command to receive what God says. Is their poverty. Ladies and gentlemen, poverty is a curse. Now, wait a minute, something wrong here. God's definition of poverty is a curse. So, and believe, he believed in 30, 60, and 100 fold. A lot of preachers don't, but Jesus did. Yeah, 100 fold in the New Testament. Jesus had 2 fish and 5 loaves and fed 5,000 people. Each loaf increased 100 fold. It's all over the Bible. When will we accept it? When will you believe what God said? You're under a command from God, and if you don't, cursed shall you be. Your church and say, look, why don't you go down to that Mercedes-Benz, you know that big S500, S600, that's on that, about $135,000. Yeah, just get the keys. Drive it off that showroom floor. And if anybody asks you, you tell him Kelly needs it. That's exactly the position Jesus put his disciples in.